is Mishnayos Masechta Sukkah. We're holding Perek Hey, Mishneh Hey. Ein Peichasin Me Esrim V'Achas Tekiyos Bamigdash. There was never less than 21 Tekiyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Means every day they blew at least a shofar 21 times. V'Ein Moisifin Al Aboyim Shemayna. But you never have more than 48 times. Now how is this? B'chol Yom every day Hoyu Sham Esrim V'Achas Tekiyos Bamigdash. Every day they had 21 tkiyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, shalosh lepsichas asharim, three in the morning when they first opened up the gates, they blew it three times, a tkiya, a true tkiya. A true is also called like one. Then, v'seisha l'somit shel shachar, they did nine by the tomit shel shachar. V'teisha l'tomit shel ben arbaim, and they did nine again in the afternoon, tomit. Uva musafim. So that's the way you have 21. So every day there was at least 21. 9 and 9 is 18, and then 3 at the beginning is 21. Now, Uva Musafim, a day that they had a Korban Musaf, Hoyamisifun Noitesha. They had another 9 for the Korban Atamid. Uva Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Hoyamisifun Noitesh. They blew another 6 tkiyas every Erev Shabbos. Shalosh Lahavtil Omim Lova. They blew another 3 tkiyas. To stop the people from doing work, like to prepare them, to tell them it's getting close to Shabbos, stop doing work. V'sholosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. And three, right before it became Shabbos, to tell the people that even in the house, stop doing the work, get ready, it's becoming Shabbos now. Now, Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoy Chachog, and Erev Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tiv, hoyu shom ha'boyim m'shemayna. This is the case where we have 48 tkiyos. Sholosh lepsichas asharim. First thing in the morning they do three when they open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Sholosh l'shara elyon. Three when they open up the gate for the shara elyon, the top gate. V'sholosh l'shara tachton. And three when they open up the lower gate. This is talking about on Sukkis, by Nisach HaMayim, that we had before. They used to blow three tkiyas when the kohen came to the shara elyon, and then when he came down to the shara tachton, V'sholosh l'milu hamayim, and another three for the fetching of the water. After they fetched the water and they brought it to the Azara, they blew another three tkiyas. Then v'sholosh agabi mizbeach, three of them they blew b'shas on the b'shas by the mizbeach. That's b'shas at the time when they were zokvias arovas b'tzidi hamizbeach, the time when they put the arovas on the side of the mizbeach, they blew another three tkiyas. A tkiya, true a tkiya. Then teish shel atomet shel shachar. And then Shalosh, since this was also Erev Shabbos, Shalosh lahavtil esom min amlocha, three to stop the people from doing work out in the fields, v'sholosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol, and three that even the people at home should also realize right now it's becoming close to Shabbos. So this on Erev Shabbos, on Sukkis, this is the time when we have 48 tkiyas. The Mishnah of Hov. Yom Tev Horishon Shel HaChag, the first Yom Tev of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, Hoyu Shom Shloisha Osaporim. They used to bring 13 oxes by the Korban Musaf, V'Elim Shnayim and 2 rams, V'Soyir Echud, and 1 seer, 1 goat. Now the Mishnah says, Nishtayru Shom Arba Osa Kvosim, there was still another 14 Kvosim, 14 lambs that were also brought. Now this was divided up l'shmoina mishmoros to the 8 mishmoros that were left over. In other words, we know there were 24 mishmoros in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the kahanim were divided up into 24 different parts, and each Shabbos, another mishmor would do the avodah. However, on Yom Tov, all the mishmorim used to come together. So really, there were 24 different mishmoros, watches like of kahanim, that came to do the avodah of the korban musafim that were brought on Yom, on Sukkot. So therefore, so far we had 13 aparim that were brought. So each mishmar brought one par. So far we have 13 mishmarim. Then the elim shnaim, there were 2 elim, 2 rams, that another 2 mishmarim brought. So that's 15. The soyer echad, 1 seer, that another mishmar brought. So far that 16 mishmaris took care of these kabonis. Now what was left over, but had to be brought yet, was another 14 kvosim. And how many mishmarim were left over? If we took care of 16 already, and we said there's 24, So there's still another 8 mishmaros left over. So it says, Bayom HaRishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, Shisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, out of these 8 mishmaros left over, 6 of them brought 2 kvosim. So 6 times 2 is 12. We have 12 taken care of already. We have to bring 14. So the Hashar of the leftover 2, Echod Echod, the last 2 mishmaros, each one brought 1 by 1. 1 and 1. So that's how we have all these kabbonis that are brought with the 24 mishmaros. And really there's a posik in Chumash that says that Purim b'nei boker shloshasa, you're supposed to have 13 Purim, Elim shnayim, 2 Elim, kvosim b'nei shana arbosa, 14 kvosim, the series in echad achatis and 1 series in. So all these kabbonis are brought with the 24 mishmaros. Now Basheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, like each day of Yom Tov, it went down one less of the Purim. The first day there were 13 Purim, on the second day there were only 12 Purim. So how do we divide up the Mishmaros on the second day of Yom Tov? So it's like this, Chamisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 5 of the last Mishmaros bring 2 apiece, so that's 10. V'hashar, we have now 4 left over, V'yashar Echad Echad. Each one of them brings 1-1. That's how we have these 14 kvosim. Because on the second day, instead of having only 8 mishmaros left over, we had 9 mishmaros left over. Because instead of having 13 bringing 13 Purim, we only had 12 bringing the 12 Purim. So therefore there's another mishmar to take care of. So therefore these last kvosim we divide up this way. That 5 of them bring 2-2. That means 10. And then the last 4 is brought each mishmar by itself. The last 4 mishmarim. Now Bashlishi, on the third day of Yom Tov, that the Purim was even less, was only 11. So we're missing now, there was 10 mishmaros left over at the end. So therefore out of these last 14 is Arbo Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 4 of them bring 2-2, so that's 8. So we still have 6 left over. The Yashar, the leftover 6 mishmaros, is Echad Echad. Each one of them brings 1 kevas. Baravi, what do we do on the fourth day? The fourth day, there was only 10 Purim. So really now we're going to have 11 mishmaros left over. So out of these last 14, Shloisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 3 of the last mishmaros brings 2 apiece, so that's 6. So we have now 8 left over. The Yashar Echad Echad, each one of these 8, each one of the 8 mishmaros brings 1 kevas. So that's how we have 11, the last 11 mishmaros. What about the Chamishi? On the fifth day, there were only 9 Purim. So it comes out we have 12 mishmaros left over. So Shnayim Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 2 of the last 12 bring 2 apiece. That's 4. The Ashar on the next 10, Echad Echad brings 1. Each mishma brings 1 kevas. Bashishi, on the sixth day of Yom Tov, that we only have 8 Purim. So it comes out we have 13 mishmaros left over. Echod Makriv Shnayim, only one of them brings 2. The Yashar and the other, the rest of them, is Echod Echod. The rest of the 12 bring 1 apiece. So that's how we have our 14 kvosim by 13 mishmaros. Then Bashri, on the seventh day of Sukkot, here it was equal, because here there was only exactly 24 kabonis to be brought. So therefore, Kulam Shavim, every mishmar only brought 1 korban. Now, Bashmini, what about on Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres? So here, we did not have so many kabonis. On Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk says, Par Echod is only 1 par, 1 ox, Ayel Echod, only 1 ram, Sir Echod, only 1 sawyer, Veshiva Kvosim, and 7 Kvosim. So it comes out there was only 10 kabonis altogether. So we have 24 mishmaros. So how do we divide up the kabbonis? So the Mishnah says, Chazru lefayis kibur golem. They gave it over to a pious. Means like a girl used to choose which mishma would have the right to bring these kabbonis. Like the other regolem. Because on every regal, the locher is, all the mishmarim have right to come and do the avodah. We don't have enough kabbonis for every single mishmar. So they used to make a pious. They used to like choose to know which one has a right to bring it. Now, Omru, it was said that Misha Hikriv Purim Hayoim, a Mishmar that was able to bring one of the Purim the first day, lo yakriv l'machor. They did not bring the second day apar, but rather they brought from the other kabonis. El chazrim chalila, like the chain went over and over again. So it comes out there was a variety of the different kabonis to be brought by the different mishmaris. Mishnah Zayin, b'shloisha prokim bashana, 3 times a year, hoyukol ha-mishmarois shovim. All the 24 mishmarim were equal, were allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah, and therefore they took back also the emurei haragolim with the korbanos that were brought on Yom Tovim. Like we just learned, on Yom Tovim, all the 24 mishmaros had a right to come and to do the korbanos to be makriv. Emurah means the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach. They had a right to bring the korbanos. Now, uvechilek lechem aponim, they also had a right to divide up the lechem aponim, or Shabbos that came out on Yom Tov. The lechem aponim was divided between all the 24 mishmaros. Even though on a regular Shabbos, they used to change the lechem aponim on Shabbos, and they would take off the old lechem aponim, and they would divide it between the mishmar that just left and the mishmar that just came in. Like we said before, there were 24 mishmaros. It was divided. Each mishmar really worked twice a year. And it comes out that each week, there was a mishmar coming in and a mishmar going out. So the regular lechem aponim was divided between those two mishmaros. But a Shabbos that came out on Yom Tov, when they took off lechem aponim, they divided it between all the 24 mishmaros. And b'atzeres, the same thing on Yom Tov or Shavuos, where they brought the shtei halechem, also, it was divided between all the 24 mishmaros. And Omrim Lo, they used to say to the Kohanim like this, Heilech Matzah, here is the matzah, the lechem aponim was made from matzah, not chometz, and Heilech Chometz. On Shavuos, though, the shtei halechem, that was made from chometz. They would tell him, here, take a portion of chometz also. Now, Mishmar Shazman HaKavua, the Mishmar that its man was to come right now, in other words, even during Yom Tov, there was still a regular mishmar of that week. So that mishmar of that week, they were makriv tamidim. They were the ones to bring the korban hatamid even throughout that week of Yom Tov. In other words, that the Mishnah before said, that all 24 mishmaros divide up the kavanas, that's only the kavanas that come special for the Yom Tov, the musafim. But the regular tamidim that come every single day, that only the special mishmar of that week was able to bring. So therefore, that mishmar shazmanai kavua, the mishmar of that week, who makriv tamidim? They were the only ones able to bring the korban atamid of that week, even though it was Yom Tov. And the same thing, nedorim and nedovas, or shar kabonas atzibar. A neder or nedova of a private one, it means a promise or a present, or even a kabonas tzibar. If it's not a special korban that's brought because of the Yom Tov, then only that mishmar was able to bring it. Or makriv es hakel, and this special mishmar of this week, brought all the kabonis that were supposed to be brought. And the Gemara explains, it's coming to be marba, even the kayetz ha-mizbeach, the special oiler that was brought when the mizbeach was empty, kayetz ha-mizbeach, also only this mishmar was able to bring, even though it was Yom Tov. In other words, the only kabonis that all the mishmarim could bring together was only the kabonis that are brought specially for Yom Tov, the musafim of Yom Tov. Now, Yom Tov ha-somach le-shabbos. Let's say when Yom Tov comes out either right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos, bein lefuneha bein liachre, either right before the last day of Yom Tov was on Friday, or the last day of Yom Tov is on Sunday, hayukola mishmaros shovim bechilik lechem aponim. Still, all the mishmaros divided equally the lechem aponim of that week, even though when Yom Tov ended Friday, so really Shabbos is not a Shabbos of Yom Tov anymore, the Shabbos after Yom Tov, that really we should say the lechem aponim should only be divided between the mishmaros of that week. Still we say no, since all the mishmaros that was there for Yom Tov did not have enough time to go home, or they can't go home until after Shabbos, so since they're all staying there anyway, we let them all divide again the lechem aponim equally.
The Mishnah Ches, Chol liyos yoim echad lahasek bentayim. Let's say there's one day break in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, which means either, let's say, the last day of Yom Tov was on Thursday. So there is a Friday in between before Shabbos that the Kohanim could go home. Or else let's say the first day of Yom Tov is on Monday. So there is a Sunday in between that the Kohanim could come to the Beis Hamikdash on Sunday. So it's not like the Mishnah before where the Kohanim had no time to come or to go home like before, right after Shabbos. So therefore we say they all divided up the lechem upon them equally. But in the Shabbos like this, where there was a day in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, so then we say, Mishmar Shezman Kavua, the regular two Mishmar that are coming in and going out now, Hoyonoitel Esachalas. They divided 10 of the 12 Shtei HaLechem, the 12 Lechem upon them. But even though usually on a regular Shabbos, that all 12 of the Lechem upon them was divided equal, was the Vosunzi how, but was divided between the Mishmar that comes in and the Mishmar that goes out, but on this Shabbos, since there were a lot of Kahanim that still stayed over, so only 10 of them was divided between the regular two Mishmaras, v'hamisakev neitel shtayim. But the other Kahanim that are still coming, like came early, it was when Yom Tov came out on Monday, they came early before Shabbos, or else when Yom Tov ended on Thursday, that some Kahanim did not go home, they still stayed there, so the ones that stayed or came early, they divide the two of the lechem upon him. Uvishar yimayis hashana. What about the rest of the year, which is not a Shabbos, that would have to do with Yom Tov? So then Allah reads that hanichnas neitel sheish. The new mishma that's coming in now takes 6 of the 12 lechem upon him. V'hayoytzei neitel sheish. And the mishma that's leaving now also takes 6. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Equal, divided equally, 6 and 6. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that hanichnas neitel sheva, the new mishma that's coming in, they have a right to take 7 of the 12 lechem upon him. The hayotzei, the mishma that's leaving, neitel chomesh, he only takes 5 of the lechem upon him.
Then the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one that's coming in gets 2 more lechem than the one that's going out, because they have to open the gates also. Now, the new mishma that's coming in, they divide on the north side. The mishma that's leaving, Badarim, they divide on the south side. Bilga is the name of a mishma that they had a knas that li'olam chalek is Badarim. They always divide on the south side. Even though when they came in, they also only divided on the south side. V'tabata kavua. And the tabas, the ring, was kavua, was stationary there. The chaloina stuma, and the window was clogged up, closed up. So that it says the tabata kavua means there were 24 rings there for the 24 different mishmaras, and these rings were used to put the head of the korban inside it to be able to make a shechita. So that's called the tabata kavua. The rings were stationary, were in a special place, which was on the Tzufayna Shal Mizbech, which was on the north side of the Mizbech. Then the end of the Mishnah says, V'chaloyna Stuma, that the window was sosa and closed up. And this window refers to the window where they used to keep their knives for the Shechita. But they used to hide, they used to have a special lishka, special room, where they used to put their knives. So it says there that V'chaloyna Stuma, that the window was blocked up there in that room, where they used to store their knives. All right, stop here for Masechta Sukkah. Now, Mitzvah will learn Masechta Deyah.